And so the second thing, following Jesus, it is costly, and Jesus promised it would be costly. Are you prepared to pay the cost? Look back at verses 1 to 3 in chapter 12. Herod the king laid violent hands on some who belonged to the church. He killed James, the brother of John, with the sword, and when he saw that it pleased the Jews, he proceeded to arrest Peter also. You know, James actually knew this was going to happen. This is happening, this story, about 10 or 12 years after Jesus was raised from the dead. But James had known for at least that long that he was going to face this kind of end. He knew he was going to be executed. There's a story in Matthew chapter 20, you might know it. James's mother brings him and his brother John to have this private conversation with Jesus. And she asks Jesus, "I want you to promise that when your kingdom comes, when you sit on your throne, my boys, James and John, will be at your right and your left hand when you reign." Jesus said to them, "You don't know what you're asking." He says, "Are you able to drink the cup that I am to drink?" In Jewish speech, the cup always means a cup of suffering. And Jesus, this was just before he was crucified. "Are you able to drink the cup that I am about to drink?" And they said, "We're able." He said to them, "You will drink from my cup. But to sit at my right hand and at my left is not mine to grant. It's for those for whom it's been prepared by my Father." And so that cup, that's his way of talking about the suffering, the rejection he was about to face on the cross. And he says, one way or another, if you follow me, you will both drink from that same cup. So my question is, why the heck did they keep following him? Why on earth would you stick with the way of life that you've been promised will definitely lead you to early, painful, excruciating death? James, he got the easy end, comparatively. He was beheaded. But, I mean, obviously that's not ideal. But John, he survived several attempts to execute him. He was stoned to death and survived. They boiled him in oil, and he survived. And then eventually when they couldn't kill him, they sent him off to exile on this island in the Roman Empire. It's kind of their equivalent of Alcatraz. Just send him to an island. He can live there. And Peter, he's in prison at the moment. And we read that he gets out, he escapes. God intervenes and brings him out. But later, when he dies, he's crucified upside down. He kept going, preaching the gospel, knowing that this is what was going to happen. But why not give it up when your friends of 2 decades start being picked off by these despotic rulers? Why not stop talking about Jesus when every time you do it, you get dragged before courts and instructed to stop talking about this Jesus guy? We forbid you to speak in his name. Why would you keep talking about that? And Jesus addressed this more than once. He said, "If anyone would be my disciple, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me." If anyone would be my disciple, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Jesus fully expected that, and he knew, just as what happened to him, if you speak about the kingdom of God, if you stand for what is right in a world that is not interested in what is right, you will face, you'll face that pushback. Just as we saw every time there's an advance of the kingdom of God in Acts, there's a pushback from the world. He expected that to take up the call to follow is to take up the call to the cross. Why pay that cost? I think there's 2 reasons. Because they knew what they had seen, and they knew what they were going to see. Peter and James were both eyewitnesses to the resurrection of Jesus. So they knew when Jesus was led to the cross, the path that follows him, it leads not just to the cross, but through it and into life, into new life. They saw Jesus alive again. They saw the holes in his hands and his feet, the hole in his side. They knew that God had intervened powerfully and had raised Jesus from the dead after he had been rejected by the whole world, by his whole people. They had seen Jesus alive. And they knew that Jesus' resurrection was the first fruits. It was the sign of things to come for each one of us who believe in him. So they knew when they suffered in the sure hope of the resurrection, not in vain. When James died, it was Certainly it was sad. It must have been a grievous loss for the church, but it wasn't a tragedy. It was the next step in James's path of discipleship, following Jesus to the cross. When James died, we don't know very much about the circumstances, except that he was killed with the sword, he was beheaded. But when James died, he died knowing that one day he would stand again. He would rise with the whole church on the last day. When Jesus returned in glory to set up his kingdom here on earth, James would rise again, and he would stand. He would stand the judgment of God, and he would enter into eternal life with him. He was sure that God would save him from death. Was he wrong because he was still killed? Of course not. God has shown through Jesus that he will never again let death have the last word. Death, is for the Christian, is not the end. That's the message of the resurrection, that all who die in Christ, they're not dead forever. They are raised again at the last day with Jesus. Death never gets the last word for those who are in Christ. In Peter's situation, God rescued him from death more directly. He set him free from prison. He walked him back out into the street, following after an angel. But James wasn't wrong that God could save him from death. So he knew what he had seen. He saw Jesus raised from the dead. He knew that that was a promise for his own life as well. And he knew that one day he was going to see Jesus return in all of his glory and all of his power and set up his kingdom here on earth. And that James would be raised to spend eternity with him. That's the hope that's held out for each one of us. When Jesus calls us to follow him and take up his cross, he's not just inviting us to a life of suffering, but he's inviting us through that into eternal life with him, with his Father.